T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, when you think about a heart attack, what comes to mind? What's the visual that you get? Is it someone older? I don't know. I kind of, when I say a heart attack, I visualize, don't get mad when I say this, but I see like an older, bald guy with a big belly when I think of a heart attack. But in fact, heart attacks are affecting younger women at a very concerning number indeed. Here to talk us through what in the world is going on, possibly, is Dr. Anita Radhakrishnan. Radhakrishnan, is that right? Is that close?
That's correct, Radhakrishnan.
I'm so impressed with myself. From Allegheny Health Network, thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Radhakrishnan.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So it's a study that we're seeing an increase in women between the ages of 35 and 54 having heart attacks.
That's correct. There was a surveillance study that was performed looking at the trends of acute myocardial infarction, otherwise known as a heart attack, in patients over 20 years. Between 1994 to 2014, they looked at patients that were admitted with heart attacks, and they found that the incidence is actually increasing in young women, but yet decreasing for men. Overall incidence was a increase in acute heart attacks in young women between the age of 35 to 54, and they found that it increased from 21% to 31%, but in men it did not necessarily change.
So an increase of 10%, that is significant.
It is absolutely significant.
And is there any indication, I mean, I was kind of just, pondering this earlier on the show, and I said, you know what, as women in that age group, we're juggling kids, we're juggling jobs, sometimes we're juggling aging parents. We can have pretty stressful lives even at a younger age.
Absolutely. I think that, studies haven't necessarily represented young women and looking for heart disease in young women. They were always felt to be a population that were at lower risk, and symptoms were not appropriately addressed, and sometimes that delayed care. But part of it is also that because we juggle so much, we tend to neglect our symptoms and don't necessarily pay attention to them, and so it's not brought to the attention of doctors in a timely manner. But the study actually showed that the patients who were symptomatic and did show up to the hospital, that there was a marked difference in the care that was provided between men and women. They actually found that young women did not get the usual standard of care medical therapy that we would give to a male who presented with a heart attack. They were less likely to get, all of them got aspirin, and most of them got an ultrasound, but less of them got the high dose cholesterol lowering medicine. There was less second blood thinner involvement in them. Most of them did not, and some of them did not even go for coronary angiographies, and there was less revascularization to the heart blockages that were found. So, treating heart attacks can be a little bit, it's not straightforward sometimes. We're not sure exactly what's causing the heart attack, but for sure it seemed like the treatment was not as aggressive in women as it was for men.
Now, could part of that be because the symptoms present in women than in men?
Absolutely. The symptoms can be different for women. And so the symptoms can be, it doesn't have to be the classic chest pain that, is associated with sweating and that impending doom feeling. Sometimes it's more often presented in men like that. For women, it could be symptoms of just extreme fatigue or nausea or heartburn. It could be symptoms of shortness of breath and palpitations. So there's such a wide variety of symptoms that it oftentimes is, you know, overlooked or not brought into attention soon enough. But even when it is brought into attention, I think the fact that we are always looking for an explanation and an acute heart attack may not be in our forefront of thinking. And so I think that is related to why the aggressive care was not provided to this population.
Now, I don't know the answer to this question, so I apologize if I am naive here, but so many things are genetic. If our mother had a heart attack, are we more likely to have a heart attack?
So family history of heart disease is a big contributing factor towards your risk of heart disease. Mm. Now, it being genetic, usually would suggest to me that your family member, whether that's your mother, father, brother, or sister, or first-degree relative, had their event of a heart attack at a relatively young age.
Okay.
So that would mean if they had their heart attack before the age of 55, or if it was a woman and she had a heart attack before the age of 65, then there's a concern that there's a genetic predisposition. Otherwise, if it's, you know, my mom or dad had one at the age of 75, it more likely is related to the poor lifestyle changes or perhaps their parents' risk factors and not necessarily a genetically linked
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. So what's the takeaway here for women, for young women in particular, or for folks who are listening and they have a young woman that they are concerned about?
Yeah, so I think the study really brings to attention, number one, that the young women are at high, you know, it tells us now that they're at high risk for heart disease and they're no longer a low-risk population. It also shows us that there's a lot of the usual risk factors, and they found that in the study, that patients, that young women have a higher degree of diabetes, have a higher degree of hypertension, and, you know, African-Americans are higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
And also that when they come into the hospital, they come in sicker. They're the ones that also have higher degree of blockage with more evidence of heart failure symptoms. So women, for sure, even though you're young, are at increased risk. There's also a lot of non-traditional risk factors that are associated with your risk of heart disease, not the usual diabetes and hypertension and exercise level, but rather your complications during your pregnancy and the time of when you hit menopause. Patients that have had history of breast cancers and have had radiation and chemotherapy, they're somebody who is at higher risk. Patients who have had preeclampsia during pregnancy are at higher risk. So there are some non-traditional factors that are associated now with your risk of heart disease. So, you know, young women is an area that we need to put a lot of money into in terms of research, ongoing research, to be able to understand what these non-traditional and traditional risk factors are. So we're very aggressive with primary care prevention in this particular population. So for women out there, be in tune to your body, pay attention to your symptoms, don't brush them aside until it's too late. I would, you know, if you are, you know, somebody who has these risk factors, whether they're traditional or non-traditional, but see your doctor and make sure that you're appropriately risk stratified, because heart attack is preventable.
Exactly.
It's preventable, and I think that's ultimately the end story. But all of these stories efforts that are being put up to have everyone know and be aware of the risk is really meant to increase your risk factor prevention.
Sure, exactly. So, and talk to your doctor. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. Lots of takeaway information. We appreciate you indeed.
Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.